Beware the full moon for today's GeoQuiz. A new study from the University of Minnesota suggests that lions are more likely to attack right after a full moon. That is, if you're in places like the East African country we're looking for today. Study author Craig Packer has been observing lions for 30 years in this country.
It's a very diverse habitat from the highest point on the African continent, Mount Kilimanjaro, which has glaciers, to swamps down on the coast. It's also arid in some areas, high rainfall in others, and it is the home of the largest remaining lion population in Africa.
Packer says lion attacks on humans have been on the rise there since the mid-1990s. So where are we? Think pretty fast on this one. You've just got a few seconds to figure it out. As promised, time's up. The East African country we're looking for is Tanzania. Biologist Craig Packer is there, and he says at one point, lion attacks in the southeastern part of the country reached 120 a year. Most of the attacks were fatal, and the victims were eaten. So Packer and his team tried to figure out why the lions were attacking people.
One of the first things we discovered was that people's risks were highest in agricultural areas where they're so poor that they have to sleep out in their fields in order to protect their crops against nocturnal pests like bush pigs. And so the lions are pursuing the bush pigs right into people's fields where the people are trying to keep the pigs out to protect their harvests.
So exactly what did you do in the study?
Well, so I had a couple of graduate students who pursued this project by interviewing survivors of attacks and relatives of the victims. And we were able to reconstruct about 475 cases down to the time of day and the day of the month for that many attacks. And so it was possible to see what kind of effect the moon might have on their risks of predation. The risks are highest right after the full moon because there's been a week or two as the moon gets brighter and brighter each evening, so that while people are outside, they're relatively safe because the lions are not going to attack them while the light is still bright from the moon. But once the full moon has passed, there's an hour and then 2 hours after sunset where the lions can do their dirty deeds. In that part of Tanzania, this is between Dar es Salaam down to the Mozambique border, this is where the lions are actually attacking people for food.
And why would they go after people? I mean, is it that the nocturnal pests like the bush pigs are not around anymore?
Lions ordinarily in a national park or a game reserve are pursuing wildebeest, zebra, buffalo, and other larger prey animals. But these have been lost in most of the agricultural areas. In this stretch of land between the Tanzanian capital and the Mozambique border, the lions are having to somehow eke out an existence, relying primarily on the bush pig, which is a hardy survivor of agricultural conflicts, but they're also drawing the lions into these agricultural areas.
I wonder, in the conclusion that you have, you know, when the most risky time is for people, and that sounds like it's just after the full moon, but these people themselves, it sounds to me like they might have had this knowledge all along, that they would know, being in such close contact with lions, when they are most vulnerable. Doesn't mean they can necessarily do anything about it, but have you, do you think, proven through your study what the local folks already knew?
No, actually. I think that what's striking about this whole phenomenon is that we all have a kind of funny feeling when we see the full moon, and that's associated with so many strange myths and superstitions. And no one's ever really seen any reason why there should be those kinds of superstitions. So that if we see the full moon and it kind of makes us feel a little creepy, then maybe we won't be out tomorrow night when the moon has not yet risen. And so I think it's something that works very subconsciously.
So, Craig, what choice do people there have then, now that they have the advent of this knowledge?
Well, we've found from our other research that sometimes people are attacked when they're walking alone at night. So if people are going to be outside, if they stay close together, that's an option for them. And it would also be probably a good time to be especially careful about not venturing too far away from their houses in those evening hours.
Craig Packer, thanks.
Thank you.
Craig Packer is the lead author of a study on lion attacks in Tanzania published in the journal PLOS ONE. We've got a link to the study on our website, theworld.org.